B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Don't forget the Ron Jaworski Show will follow this particular show tonight. 6 to 7, Ron Jaworski Show is live from Ramblewood Country Club. And our winner of the Temple football versus Memphis tickets, Mike Rakowski from Philadelphia. Congratulations to Mike. Sound Off is 610-771-9705. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message, and we'll see if you make it to the big show.
Ben Simmons takes the three, makes the three, still gets criticized. What if he took the three and broke the three? Imagine what the story would be. That's why if you're a pro athlete, you just can't listen to these social medias. You just can't listen.
You know, we brought up that the narrative would have been completely different. It was a good thing that he made it because it created an exciting narrative. It would have created a disappointing narrative had he missed that shot because people say, see, he still hasn't made the three. And he didn't take a medium-range jump shot in the game.
So I'm watching the Sixers, and I just saw Magic Johnson, I mean Ben Simmons, make a three ball. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is probably a fan of Ben's game. Get up and down.
Like Sarah Bond.
Jesus would be able to get down the floor quicker because he would just have to snap his fingers and he'd be there.
Is that what he did? He just did a little...
Well, whatever. He twitched his nose. Whatever he did. From one place to the other.
It's Wednesday, 2 p.m. Day 12 of Capitol Rush. Still no word from anyone on the inside. Still no word from anyone. Why is there no word from anyone about anything?
The owner hasn't made a decision. And at this point, it's I'm sure he's going to have a good reason. When he comes out with the decision, he's going to have a good reason to spin for the people. We'll just have to wait and see.
Why is this decision with Gabe Kapler taking so long? Is it the fact that they really want to be able to control their manager? I mean, because if that's the case, obviously we see what happens when they got their hands on the manager. It's a mess. This team can't do anything. They need a baseball guy who's going to deal with the game and manage the game.
I don't think it's because they want to control the manager. I just think that the owner doesn't know what to do. At this point, in regards to Gabe Kapler, across the general manager, or demand that he bring in somebody else, I think he's really tied in knots about it, and he shouldn't be.
As a Boston fan, it cracks me up when I see a bar full of Philly fans erupt like they won the NBA title after Ben Simmons hits a three-pointer. How hilarious is that?
Did he say he was a Boston fan?
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, I feel sorry for you because your team, once viable, is no longer in the championship picture. So I understand you have to find something to try to get under fan skin. They're not buying it. They're in the driver's seat. You're not.
Vikings, you have no chance in this game. Yes, the Eagles have woken up from their slumber with the offense. If you call 27 points a game a slumber. Captain Kirk Cousins, do what you do best. Throw for 390 and two critical interceptions. This is a typical 40-24 win Eagles.
That 27 points per game is it's really misleading. Two touchdowns defensively, and they got short fields in what game was it where they scored a couple touchdowns? I don't think they don't look like a 27 point per game team to me.
Mike, did you hear Jason Stark on the morning show? When he said, who makes up the lineup for the Phillies this past season was Matt Glentak? Are you kidding me? If that's true, why would any manager in all baseball manage the Phillies?
I didn't hear what Jason said. I don't think he said that Matt Glentak makes the lineup.
I got to find it.
he might have said Matt Klentak influences the lineup, but he doesn't make the line. I can't imagine Jason saying that. I'd have to hear it.
I don't care how big or fancy this new stupid scoreboard is. If they think that they can raise prices to pay for this damn thing, they got another thing coming. They have a lot of nerve to raise prices on us, the hardworking paying customers that are not winning a playoff series for 7 years.
You don't understand marketing. See, this is the team that everybody's picking to go to the NBA Finals. So if they're ever going to raise the ticket price, it would be now. They got you. Sorry.
The other part is the Sixers have won a play. He must be talking about the Flyers haven't won a. They haven't won a playoff series in 7 years.
Flyers. You talking about the Flyers?
Yeah, Sixers won one in the last 2 years.
Maybe talking about the Sixers not winning a championship yet and raising ticket prices. But this is the year you would do it if you're going to raise it.
Mike, I don't know if you were watching, but Max Scherzer is proof positive that the Phillies need a stud at the top of the rotation, one that refuses to lose when it counts.
Yeah, they're not easy to find. There's one on the free agent market. They got to pay him a ton. We'll see if they do it. They have to get a manager first. All right, close down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
All right, that concludes the show. By the way, Braves are getting to beat 11-0 now, back-to-back doubles. Roman Quinn is warming up for the Braves. He's coming in. Stay tuned. The Jaworski Show live from Ramblewood, leading into Flyers hockey. And guess what? And NBC Sports Philadelphia Quick Slants will lead you into the Flyers pregame show. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.